Oh, wow. Praise God. We're just so excited in the Lord this morning. We're just excited that we just had a beautiful Holy Week and awesome, awesome Resurrection Sunday. And we just greet you all with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And we're about to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you so much for giving us another opportunity to bless your name, Lord. We just thank you for another opportunity to have our blessings anew. And Father, we just thank you, God, for waking us up this morning to see the sunshine, Lord. Waking us up this morning, maybe we saw a little bit of rain, but glory, hallelujah, and the Most High God, we're just excited that we had an opportunity to wake up this morning. We thank you for the use of our limbs, God. We thank you for the use of our mind and our senses, Lord. We just thank you, God, because you are an awesome God. You are a faithful God, but most of all, you are a forgiving God, and we just thank you for that. God, we thank you for the master's call, the victorious women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, and Dr. P.K. Roberts, the ambassador of Artists International. We thank you, Father, that they said yes and followed your mandate to the T, and thus the master's call was created. We have an assembly of a telecommunication sanctuary that gives us an opportunity to praise you in the meantime, that gives us an opportunity to praise you in the morning, God. And we just thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Because of them, Artists was created, and that was a vehicle that drove us most together. So, Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we just thank you for this morning and the speaker that is going to come on at the top of this hour. Father, we thank you that the word has already been anointed and blessed and is coming straight from the throne room. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the host that is coming on. But most of all, Father, we thank you for those who are assembling on this call to hear your word. And we know that this call will be uncontaminated, it will be unhindered, and it will come through with clarity. And we just thank you, Lord, and we welcome you in this place. In the matchless name of our Lord and risen Savior, Jesus Christ, all the saints on this mind will say amen, amen, and amen. Master's call family, I give you all of Jesus' joy and the love of the Lord, and I am turning this call over to Minister Robin, our host. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister LaShawn?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away, and I love you, love you, love you.
I love you also. Praise God. We say amen, 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 amen. God morning to each one of you. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this More Like Him Monday. Glory to God. This is Minister Robin here in New Jersey, and we are excited that you have the opportunity to be on this call with us, the Master's Call. I trust that everyone had a wonderful Holy Week. You had a wonderful Resurrection Sunday, and we can rejoice because our God lives. He reigns forevermore. So again, welcome to the Master's Call. It's an awesome call. It's a wonderful call, and it was founded by two wonderful, wonderful women of God. We love them dearly, and their names are Dr. P.K. Roberts. She is the ambassador of Artists International, the only ambassador of a network marketing company, and many of us are part of Artists International. And also, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, she is affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. We love her. We love Dr. PK, and we thank God for what they have brought to each one of us, this awesome call. We were founded on October 25th, 2010, and we are approaching our fourth year, and we stand on a powerful scripture, and feel free to go to Psalms 88:13, and you can read it there. For we know it, we believe it, and we stand on it. And it reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Because it is about the Master. It is about our King. This call was founded on prayer, and we pray for you. We rejoice with you. So that's what we stand on, and our mission statement reflects that, because we are enriched, enhanced, and empowered believers as we begin our day. We have a brand new website address. We have a brand new email address. I'm telling you, God is doing some awesome things in this call with us, in us, and through us. Glory to God. Our website address is www.themasterscall.net. That's all one word, themasterscall.net. All of our messages have been archived. You can listen to the messages. It's a great site. Please take time when you can, and go and check it out and tell us what you think. And you can send us your prayer request. You can let us know what you think about our website. If you would like to be a prayer intercessor, because we have some mighty men and women who pray for you and we pray for each other. If you would like to bring a word forward, you can do all of that and send it to our new email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And not only that, we, as I mentioned, are Artists International Health and Wellness Distributors. And God is doing a work in that company. They are debt-free. It is owned by the Diaz de Leon family. We believe in having people, their lives are being changed. We believe in faith, family, health, lifestyle. We are sold out. They are sold out. Our products are changing lives. We are not physicians, but we know that our products are assisting others with changing their lives. So if you want to find out more about our company, you can also listen to our morning motivational call, and it's immediately following this call. And that number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. It's hosted by our Platinum President, Godmother Dorothy Cook, and her team of Platinums and other individuals and other leaders within Artists International. We are family, and we are doing great things for artists, in artists, and for people. So again, 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598-POUND. All roads are leading to Orlando, Florida. Yes, Father's Day weekend, June 13th through the 15th. Praise God. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready for the Artist Empowerment Conference. You can find out more about it at www.artistempowermentconference.com. It is hosted by the Kings of Artists, again in Orlando. I'll come back and give you that information later. But we also, the TMC family, we have been blessed, and they have allowed us to have Sunday service, worship time. But we need volunteers on Sunday. Again, send us an email and let us know if you would love to serve. Well, let me come back and tell you more. We have an awesome 90-day in 90 days, but I'll share that information with you after we hear the anointed, the appointed, the mighty man of God, Pastor Charles Simmons. He resides in Portland, Oregon. He, too, is an Artist International Health and Wellness Distributor. He's married to his wonderful wife, Minister Edna Timmons, over 27 years. They have three lovely children, Samuel, Jasmine, and Krishela. He is also an assistant pastor at the Northeast Community Fellowship. And Pastor Charles loves the Lord. He loves God's people. He is anointed, as I said. He has an associate degree in theology. He is a health and wellness distributor. He's changing the lives of men and women in the kingdom of God. He's snatching them out of darkness. And without any further delay, I am going to bring forward this mighty man of God. Are you there, Pastor Charles?
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. God bless you.
God bless each and every one of you that's on the line this morning. I just bring greetings and blessings to each and every one of you from Pastor Charles Kimmons, now residing in Vancouver, Washington. I just want to just thank God just for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and I just want to pray right now for knowing that our resurrection Sunday, that our churches were full. They were full, and there were a lot of people that came through the doors of the churches all throughout the world that normally doesn't come through the church. And there was plenty of people from all over that came to the altar to give their life to the Lord and rededicate their life to the Lord. So, Father God, we just want to just pray for those right now, Father God. I just pray that you just place them in a Bible-teaching church, Father God, that this faith may continue to grow. So, Father, we just thank you right now, Father God. I just thank you for the victory. Father, we thank you that by faith we choose to follow your battle plans and your battle plans that you have planned for us according to your instructions, Father God. Father, today we just pray that you just prepare us for the battle that we have ahead of us, Father. By faith, we put on the belt of truth. Father, I just pray that you renew our minds to what is true. Fill us with what is true. Expose in our hearts what the lies that we're tempted to believe. The truth is, Father God, that you are a sovereign God who loves us and cares for us. The truth about us, Father God, that we are your child, that we are bought and paid for. Nothing can separate us from your love. Father, by faith, we put on the breastplate of righteousness. Today, Father God, we're committed to doing what is right. I pray that it would be known. I pray, Father God, that we would be known as one who does what is right, regardless of what it costs us. Allow your righteousness to shine through us today, Father God. By faith, Father, we put on the sandals of the gospel. Father, we are available to you. Use us in the lives of others. Father, we pray that in our conduct and speech that we will accurately represent you. Make us a common presence everywhere we go. Now, Father, we take up the shield of faith. Our faith is in you and you alone. Apart from you, Father God, we can do nothing. In you, we can do all things. Everything that comes against us today must come to you, for we are in you. As you walk without sin on this earth, live without sin throughout the day. By faith, we claim victory over any temptation that may try to rise its head. So, Father God, by faith, we put on the helmet of salvation. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for forgiving us. Thank you for sending your Holy Spirit to live inside of us. Holy Spirit, we surrender our will to you today. We surrender our thoughts to you. And we choose to take every thought captive to the obedience of God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. So I just thank each and every one this morning that's on the call, brother, the sound of my voice. And I just give God the glory and the praise just to be able to speak to my artist family. And Father, I just pray that everyone that's on this line, Father God, I just pray that you just continue to bless and strengthen each and every one of them, Father God, and even their family, Father. Today, the day after the resurrection Sunday, Father God, I just want to speak a little bit more about the resurrection, about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we talk about the resurrection, there were many people who had died. And many people were resurrected. Oftentimes, when one thinks of the resurrection, of course, we think of Christ's resurrection was by far the most important resurrection. But other people were raised from the dead in the scriptures as well. In the New Testament, Jairus' daughter, she was raised in Matthew 23 and 25. In Luke 7, the widow's only son, he was raised. And then, of course, we all know that Lazarus, he was raised. And Dorcas, she was raised from the dead in Acts 9, 36 and 40. But one significant event that seldom is preached about was the tearing of the veil of the temple when Jesus was crucified. The Bible records in Matthew 27, 51 to 53, it says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. It says the earthquake and the rocks were split and the graves were opened. Many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Coming out of the grave after his resurrection, and they went into the holy city and they appeared to many." Now Christ's resurrection, it was unique. The Lord Jesus Christ, he died, and he was resurrected, and he ascended. But all the other people that were resurrected, they died. But one thing about Christ, when he died, when he ascended, he never went back into the grave. He never went back into the grave. And this is the most important issue that you and I will ever have to decide in our life. Did Jesus raise from the dead or not? He said that if you tear this temple down in 3 days, I will rebuild. In 3 days. And they were thinking that he was talking about the building, but he was talking about his body. And in 3 days, when he went to the grave, and they came back and they rolled the stone away, and all they could find was his garments, because he wasn't there. And today, when I think about a modern day resurrection, I think about how God has resurrected our lives, how God has resurrected, how he has resurrected us on this mind today by this telecommunication service that we have. God has resurrected our thought lives. God has resurrected our finances. He has resurrected our family. And I just thank God for Jesus. And John, and there's 3 points that I want to speak about concerning the resurrection. And one is a very familiar familiar scripture that we all know. It's in John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world." The resurrection is about love. Point number one. The resurrection is about love. The Bible says, "God so loved the world." Point number two, it speaks about the resurrection. It's about life. It's about life. John 10:10 says, "I came that they may enjoy life." The resurrection is about love. The resurrection is about life. And the third point, the resurrection is about forgiveness. He said, in his word, he said, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sin." Oh, I thank God for the resurrection. I thank God for forgiving us of our sins. When you look at it, all of us was ex something. We used to be this. We used to be that. But I thank God for the blood. In Jeremiah 29:11, he says, "I know the plans." The resurrection is also about our future purpose. God says, "I know the plans and the thoughts that I have for you. Plans to prosper. Plans for an expected end." Oh, I thank God that he is risen. Our God has risen. I just remember when I was a child, I could just remember hearing the oldest saint used to say when I was a child, is that because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Only because of the resurrection do we have such hope. David spoke of the resurrection in the book of Psalms, and Isaiah proclaimed, "He will swallow up death forever, and the Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces." Oh, all faces. "Many of those who slept in the dust of the earth shall awake. Some to everlasting." You have to catch this. "Some to everlasting, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." That's what the word of God speaks in Daniel 12:2. It says, "Many of those who slept in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt." But there will be a resurrection. See, oftentimes when I do a service, oftentimes when I do a eulogy, oftentimes I'm not sure, and I know that we as men and women of God, we have no heaven or hell to place anyone in. But one thing we know for sure is that they go on to their final resting place, wherever that may be. It may be to everlasting life, and it may to be shame and contempt, but there is a resurrection. And so, saints, I just praise God just for this marvelous opportunity to sit here in my office and to be able to minister on this ride. I really don't take it lightly. I just praise God for the resurrection, because the resurrection of Jesus reminds us that religion alone is not enough, because every religion had a founder who lived and died and was buried. Up in the great Northwest, we had the Bhagwan Sharif. He had a big old ranch and a whole bunch of Rolls Royces and all kind of stuff, and was drawing all different types of people, but he died. And he still is buried in the grave. But our Savior, he said after 3 days, he rose victorious from the grave just as he said he would. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not the only proof of the work perfectly accomplished on the cross, but also the promise of the work yet to be done in those who choose to believe in him. He said that I came that you will have real eternal life, more better life than you ever dreamed of. In times like these, brothers and sisters, it's refreshing to know that we can put our confidence and our trust in him who knows the beginning, and the ending of all things. For he said, let me have all your worries and all your cares, for I am always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. Oh, I just thank God for the resurrection, and I just pray, Father God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for every heartbeat that's on this line today, Father. I just pray right now, Father God, even right now, as you are resurrecting our thought life, as you are resurrecting our business and the artist international, Father God. I just praise you right now, Father God, that you just continually, Father God, just take us from glory to glory to glory. And Father, we just lift up just the boundaries of this awesome call, Father God. I just pray that you just continually to bless the Mother Eagle, Pastor Vanessa and Father God and Dr. P.K. Roberts, Father God, I just thank you that they were just obedient to your call, Father God, when you placed in their heart to give us this platform that we may come and be able to share your word with the saints all across the globe. So, Father God, we just honor you today. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. And we just thank God that our God is risen. In Jesus' name we pray. I'll turn the call back over to you. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Can you hear me?
Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Charles, for that word, for that reminder.
Yes.
Can you hear me? Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we come in agreement with your word that has been spoken. You are the risen God. You have resurrected. You live. You reign. And you resurrected us also. Because of you, we have eternal life. And Father, I thank you for those individuals, just like Pastor Charles said. Many came into your kingdom yesterday. And Lord, let them go to a church. Let their steps be ordered by you. Let them be taught your word, not just converts, but a disciple in the mighty name of Jesus. We have assurance knowing that you're the one that began this work in us, and you are going to complete it in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, let me go ahead and give you the morning motivational number again. That number is 530-881-1300. The PIN code is 539-598-POUND. You can go over to that call immediately following this call and find out more about Artists International, find out more about what's going to take place in Orlando, the dates for the Artist Empowerment Conference is June 13th through the 15th in Orlando, Florida. It's hosted by the Kings of Artists. It's time to get your rooms. If you have not already done so, you can go to the website. The website address is artistempowermentconference.com. Again, that is www.artistempowermentconference.com. You can reserve your room. The hotel information is on that website. And also one of the things they're going to mention, please make sure that you are reserving the amount of rooms that you need, because you will be charged the first night of your stay at the hotel. We need volunteers for Sunday. We are going to worship the Lord, and we would love for you to serve with us on Sunday. You can send all of that to our email address, which is info@themasterscall.net. Us, many of us, we are Artists International Distributors, and as I mentioned earlier, we have an awesome campaign that is going on 24 hours a day, 90K in 90 days. Yes, people are doing it. It can be done. Your life can be changed. Find out more. Listen to the phone number. Listen to the PIN. Not listen to the PIN, but listen to the number. It's 24 hours a day, and the number is 712-432-0075, PIN code 926-358. That's our sizzle call, 90K in 90 days. We are teaching three to be stress-free. We are FBI agents. We have favor, the blessings of God, and the increases of God. Minister LaShawn, thank you so much for opening us up in prayer and greeting the people. I want to say we love you. I am going to call Pastor Charles back. He's going to give us our daily benediction. And family members, go out there and be an awesome minister in the marketplace. Pastor Charles, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. God bless you.
God bless this call. Father God, we just thank you right now. Father, I just thank you for the FBI agents that you have placed on this call, Father God. And I just pray, Father God, for every heartbeat that's on this call, Father God, every concern that concerns us, Father God, we just bring it to you, Father God, and we just take all our cares and worries to you, Father God, and we just send all our cares upon you because you care for us. In Jesus' name, we just pray today, Father God, and I just pray that everyone just continually to be blessed and trust God and remember that appointment with artists will change your world. Amen.